From Interlochen Public Radio, this is The Green Room, where we talk about arts and culture in northern Michigan. I'm Dan Wanshura. You're listening to a new song called Lovesick Fools by Kyle Novy. Last November, we featured Kyle on The Green Room. He's a singer-songwriter who recently finished a huge music project. He released a 52-song album in just over a year.
I spent that whole year thinking about it, talking to friends. I'd ask people about, hey, what do you think about this? And I'd get mixed reviews, like, you know, producers who would say, like, that's pretty difficult to do that amount.
But Kyle Novy was stubborn. Now 30 years old, he just felt like the timing was right. So he raised over $22,000 on Kickstarter to fund the music project he's calling Mount Valor. She's got the heart and soul of Bohemian summers. Oh, oh, oh. She's got the one to hold, but Bohemian lovers. At his home in Fife Lake, Kyle shows off the bedroom he's converted into his music studio.
So this was a baby room, and as any musician needs to do, they need to kick the baby out and work on their craft.
Sitting at his computer desk, he pulls up a music session from one of his songs. It's called Sign It on the Dotted Line. It's got about 60 different tracks.
So this piano track. Is software instrument, and then hammer dulcimer. I bought this dulcimer last year, so there's some of that. And you've got your acoustic guitars.
This is where Kyle spends countless hours tweaking the sounds and trying to get that perfect blend of instruments.
Tracks get sent to my mixing engineer, so I do kind of a rough mix and figure out how I want things, but then I'll send all of these to him, and he kind of brings fresh ears to it.
Early on in the Mount Valor project, Kyle decided he wasn't going to charge people for any of his music. Anyone can go to mountvalor.com and download the songs right there for free. And that's because Kyle doesn't view his music as a product. He says he doesn't care about how many plays his songs get, or if any of the songs make it big.
What I make as an artist, what I create, I want to give as a gift. I want to see it as a gift. It's precious to me. It's valuable to me that I have the gift to be able to make music. And I just want to see it as something I can bless other people with. Remember when we were just the young boys and the sunrise fell.
Kyle Novy is originally from the Pacific Northwest. He moved to Michigan several years ago to take a job as a singer-songwriter instructor at Interlochen Arts Academy. He says teaching has forced him to practice what he preaches and to focus on what his role as an artist is.
I think of myself like a photographer, just trying to find that one spot where I can click and I capture that thought or that emotion or that feeling. And we have this art form of 4 or 5 minutes. It's not like a film. I don't have 2 hours to do it. How do I get that across with sounds? It's challenging, but it's really, really fun. If we could shape the small as true, maybe we're
wrong. Maybe we're right. Of the 52 songs that make up Mount Valor, there's a huge mix of different styles and genres. Folk, ballad, electronic. Some have an urban hip-hop sound to them. A recent release even has a gypsy sound to it. and features Katie Larson of The Accidentals.
Like me. Oh, whoa. I used to know you well. Your smell, your laugh, your dreams.
And I just treated this whole project as, you know, one big experiment. I'm the producer and the performer, so I don't have to beat myself up. I can just try things.
Back in November, when I spoke with Kyle, he was a bit behind his schedule. The birth of his third child and buying a new house meant that he only had 28 of his 52 songs produced. But he quickly closed that gap. In January, Kyle Novy published his final 8 songs, a little over 54 weeks after he started. You can listen to all 52 of Kyle Novy's songs online. I'll post a link at interlochenpublicradio.org. This is The Green Room. Thanks for listening this week. I'm Dan Wanshura, and this is Interlochen Public Radio.